I'm Christina Marras, and this is Radio Conference in a Day.
It is an absolute honour and a pleasure to declare the 9th Radio Conference open. Thank you.
Oh, the first thing I see when I open the eyes in the morning is usually my pillow.
So the first thing I see when I open my eyes in the morning is probably my wardrobe in my bedroom there in Paris.
The first thing that I see when I open my eyes in the morning are some wonderful plane trees, and they tell me what the weather's like.
The first thing I see when I open my eyes in the morning, it's usually light blaring in through the windows.
The first thing I see when I open my eyes is the ceiling of my room.
The first thing I see every morning when I wake up is my wife.
Tends to be the view outside my window, across the mountains, overlooking the lake that's on my property. I live on a farm.
My broken blinds, plus my dried up dead plants. I feel a bit insecure about my ability to parent plants.
I see a wonderful day.
I live in a very old house, so the very first thing I see are the old beams in the house.
The first thing that I see when I open my eyes is a poster of a band from Basque Country, Scarlett Berry-Charrac.
A very old house in my bedroom. My home is over 100 years old and it shows its age with cracks. It moves in the clay. So yes, cracks in the ceiling in the morning.
The first thing that I see when I open my eyes in the morning is the alarm clock, which sometimes I anticipate. I wake myself up before it sounds, it rings.
The light streaming.
The first thing that I see.
Sorry, it's such a bit. I ask people to do that every time and I don't know why I can't do it myself. The first thing that I see when I open my eyes tends to be the light streaming through my window. It's the windows on that side of the house is where the sun rises, and so you get this kind of gorgeous stream of it coming in.
Sorry, what was the question? I'm
yeah,
so sorry.
Yeah, what do you do?
The first thing I do when I get up in the morning is either feed the cats or go to the toilet.
First thing I do, I'll go downstairs and let the dogs out, two little Jack Russells.
Wow, the first thing I do when I get up in the morning is that I make myself a cup of tea and I get my children ready for school by making them lunches and trying to get them dressed, which is a very long process.
The first thing that I do is to go in the bathroom and to put one single drop of water in each of my eyes.
First things I do when I wake up in the morning is to drink a lot of water.
First thing I do when I get up in the morning is to make certain I'm taking my pill for reducing blood pressure.
So the first thing I do is say hello to my dog. I will have already said hello to my husband, but I'll say hello to my dog.
Do you want fully vertical as an answer? For when?
The first thing that I do when I get up in the morning is, well, actually before I get up in the morning, I have a cup of tea, which my husband brings me, and I lie in bed to read all the newspapers.
The first thing I do is I think I go to bed again.
I think the first thing I usually do when I get out of bed is go and have a second cup of coffee, and then I'm really cooking with gas from then on in, I think.
The first thing I do when I get up in the morning, I go to the kitchen and switch on the radio.
The first thing I do when I get up in the morning is to brush my teeth.
Oh, the first thing I do when I get up in the morning is like a kind of, oh my God, oh, I don't want to get up. Something like that, yeah, complaining, probably.
In the afternoon, I try to finish work quite early at around 1 p.m. This gives me some time to then work with my horses, which I have at my home.
In my afternoon, I work. I mainly prepare the morning later program, reading, thinking about the guests, and preparing myself.
What I do in the afternoon depends on whether or not I've worked at home for the day or whether or not I've been in the university teaching for the day. But I like it when I work at home because then I can walk the dog for a second time with my neighbour, several neighbours, and one is a psychologist, and we talk about all the day's issues and problems and children and career and Trump and...
In the afternoon, I usually drink coffee and try to write some future high-impact articles about radio history.
If it's a weekday, I'm usually working or editing, but if it's the weekend, I'll probably, on a day like this, which is gorgeous and sunny, go to the Hampstead Heath Ladies Ponds, which is a big, beautiful, natural pond on the edge of a kind of big expanse of grassland, and I'll dive into the water and swim alongside all these ducklings with kind of birds swooping overhead, and it's one of my favourite places on earth.
In the afternoon, being an old analogue veteran, I try to listen to the BBC's 1 o'clock news while having my lunch.
What I try and do every afternoon is a little bit of gardening, because we've recently taken over a wonderful, huge and glorious garden, which I'm now feeling very scared of.
Always, always working. This year, 7 days a week, so every afternoon.
The afternoon, I usually am at work in my studio, but we are really lucky because we have a beautiful garden in the studio, so I try to stay outside as much as possible. And then I hate to get lost into my 13 inches, meaning the computer, but that's what usually happens.
If I am not in the studio, I could be on the car, coming back from Siena to Florence, and I, of course, I would listen to the radio.
Ooh, that's a dark question. The saddest moment of the day.
Saddest moment of the day is when I have to do something which I don't want to do.
The saddest moment of the day for me is probably waking up.
I don't know such moment. Say, no, it's a good day.
The saddest moment of my day tends to be when I look at my email inbox and get a dose of realism about what my day is probably going to be like, rather than the kind of utopian ideal that I wake up with when I'm seeing light streaming through my window and I'm thinking, anything's possible today, this could be wonderful, and then I just...
I don't think I have a sad moment in my day.
The saddest moment of the day is arguably as soon as the show that I host ends, because as in all the experiences of life, there is the climax and the anticlimax, and that's the typical anticlimax.
I think the end of the day is the saddest moment, realizing it's over and it's all about to start again the next day.
The ending of another day, I don't know, something about the setting of the sun always makes me feel contemplative, maybe more contemplative than sad.
The moment I open my eyes in the morning, because I am always so tired and I like so much to sleep.
The saddest moment of my day is often when I hear a very sad story on the radio, often to do with the refugees.
Usually it's the 5 minutes before I can leave my office.
Oh, that is a really deep question. Maybe you need to hit pause for a second.
The saddest moment of the day, not that sad, is when my wife insists on watching Question Time on BBC and I want to go to sleep.
The happiest moment of my day is usually when I drink my first sip of coffee in the morning.
The happiest moment of my day is often when my husband brings me in a cup of tea, followed by a small child and often a dog. The child will jump into my bed and tell me he loves me, and my dog will then try to take the doona off my bed to make me get up to take him for a walk, and that is always the happiest day.
Coming home, I think, is the happiest moment.
A lunch time with my colleagues.
In the night, when I see, a movie or read a book, and I can relax.
The happiest moment of my day is walking to and from work. It's just such a nice kind of suspended, transient time for me.
Happiest moment of the day is when I happen to do something that I really want to do.
Always when I'm on my horses.
When I come back after 1 hour and a half driving and I wait for my wife coming, or even better, if I come and she's already in, and she's a great moment of reconnection.
I think waking up. I think waking up in the morning has so many possibilities.
Either first thing in the morning or last thing at night, when I'm lying in bed with my partner and it's just a different way of talking and being with someone. And I love those conversations. Sleepy, open, unguarded conversations.
The happiest moment of the day is giving my wife a hug in the morning.
When I, after a long day, finish my day and I get on my motorcycle and manage to drink a glass of wine before I go back home.
After dinner, I usually try to watch a film or a series or something in order to disconnect my brain.
At the moment, where I live, it's not really been getting properly dark till about 10:30 at night. And so sometimes we can sit outside and just admire the garden.
Go for a walk with my family members.
After dinner, I tend to put the girls to bed. I have 3 children, and that involves lots of telling of stories, singing of songs. And then once they are in bed, it's my time.
After dinner, I tend to watch either rubbish television with my children or play video games with them.
Fill the dishwasher.
After dinner, I will either have a shower or have a glass of wine, cuddle my cats.
Different things, but usually see a movie or read a book or do something that I enjoy.
After dinner in my house, we all go to different rooms with our devices. So I'm often watching television on Scandinavian television, Scandinoir, and I feel very sad about that because we used to watch things together on the television. Or
last thought I had before falling asleep at night, sadly, is usually the panic of what there is to be done the next day.
The last thing come to in my mind is what I should wear tomorrow.
My last thought before falling asleep tends to be a catalogue of what I need to do the following day.
Last thought before I fall asleep at night? I can't remember.
Wow, my last thought before getting asleep at night, I couldn't actually say, because I just, you know, disconnect my brain and just completely collapse and, you know, pass out till next day.
How many things I need to do the next day, making a mental checklist of that long list of mother tasks, work tasks, life tasks.
My last thought is actually more an image. I try to introduce abstract images that get me to sleep. I mean, I don't choose them. I let my eyes wander over the various things, you know, in order not to be thinking about anything. Because if I start thinking about things, I don't get to sleep.
The thoughts, well, it depends. Sometimes I think about my future, about my people, my family, my friends, I don't know.
My last thought is meta, is a meta thought about, oh, how much I'm going to enjoy my sleep now.
Usually the last thing that I think of, and I know it's a good solution to fall asleep, I think about myself playing some kind of sport.
My last thought before falling to sleep at night is, how can I fall asleep without thinking about falling asleep?
Oh, my last thought before falling asleep. Well, it's various different things. I quite struggle to fall asleep. So usually I'll be thinking something like, I wonder if I'll just be awake forever, and then I'll sort of have no concept of losing consciousness. But I've started trying to lull myself to sleep with horrible political podcasts.
Have I got warm feet? Is my last thought before falling asleep. because I fall asleep much more quickly with warm feet.
You have listened to Radio Conference in a Day, a program created by Cristina Marras at the Transnational Radio Conference at Monash University in Prato.